Hello everyone, welcome to Tech Geek through Anchor, and let's start talking about the OnePlus Nord. So the OnePlus Nord was launched yesterday and it's a pretty great phone, guys. For the price tag that we are getting the phone, it's a very good phone. So first, let's talk about the design of the phone. We have two color variants going on, gray onyx and blue marble. I personally like the blue marble a lot. It's like a tint of white and blue, light blue, and it's very good. It has a Corning Gorilla Glass 5 on the rear and front, but it has plastic sides, which is kind of unusual, but it has metal buttons, which are very tactile. So next, let's talk about the cameras. And here I feel like the claims they made that OnePlus Nord has a flagship camera are not true. So they say it's a quad camera setup that is straight from the OnePlus 8, which is true again. It's an 8 megapixel 119 degree ultra wide angle camera, a 48 megapixel Sony IMX586 with optical image stabilization, a 5 megapixel depth camera, and a 2 megapixel macro camera, which you are not going to use mostly. But the problem here is that they have said the camera is flagship grade. But if you remember, the OnePlus 8 is not a flagship. It's like an upper mid-ranger, and it doesn't have a flagship grade camera. It has a normal camera. Then let's talk about the selfies. Here I felt like they stepped up the game a little, because that the selfies are actually good. There is a 32 megapixel Sony IMX616 sensor with an 8 megapixel 105 degrees ultra wide angle selfie. So it's a dual sensor setup on the front, which I think is very reasonable. But I felt like this was a little funny, but that the front camera records at 4K 60fps, but the rear camera records at 4K 30fps, which is kind of, you know, unusual. You don't see this. Most cameras in this price range max out at 1080p 60fps on the front and 4K 30fps on the back, but it is good to see 4K 60fps on the front in the OnePlus Nord. So next, let's talk about the display. And here I feel like OnePlus didn't cut any corners, literally any corners. They gave something that's best in class. So we have an AMOLED display, which is very well, and it's much appreciated over an LCD. We have a 90Hz refresh rate, which is again very good, and it's a little sweet spot of its own. And it has DCI-P3 color gamut and HDR10+ certified, which is again top notch. So next, let's talk about the software. It's very common here. We have the Oxygen OS with Android 10 and a future update of upcoming Android versions. So that's great again. With no bloatware of any kind, no clean master apps, it has got a lot of privacy features into it as well. So now let's talk about the processor in here. We have a Qualcomm Snapdragon 765 5G processor, which is again very great. And it has 30% faster graphics than the previous one. And it's again 5G, so it's a little future-proof, you can say. And it's not as good as the 855 Plus, which is offered on the Realme X3 and the X3 Super Zoom. But it is quite capable. So the last topic we are going to talk about the battery. And it has an 4115 mAh battery, which is okay, or like quite enough battery. But we are getting that warp charge 30T charging, so it's 30 watts charging, which is very sweet and very good. So next thing we are going to talk about is about the OnePlus Buds. And OnePlus launched its new TWS Buds yesterday, and they're kind of okayish. They feature like an AirPod type of design, which I don't personally like. I feel that's very uncomfortable. And the battery life is pretty good. We have a 30 hour battery life, which when you charge with for 10 minutes you get 10 hours of battery life, which is very good. But I saw Linus Tech Tips video about the OnePlus Nord, and they even said that the sound quality wasn't great, and I'm not expecting it to be great because it is priced around that 5,000 rupees mark. So it's like an okayish kind of option if you are interested in those buds. So we'll go into the next thing, which is the pricing, after the segue to our sponsor, Anchor. So now let's talk about the pricing. So there's a base variant specially for India, which is a 6GB RAM and 64GB variant, which costs 24,999 rupees. But that 64GB is kind of bad because 64GB is not enough for many people these days. And 6GB RAM is quite enough for OxygenOS, but 64GB RAM, it's like not capable enough for a phone at this price range. Then we have the normal 8GB RAM and 128GB variant at 27,999 rupees, and the 12GB RAM and 256GB variant for 29,999 rupees. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast and sticking around till the end, and bye everyone.